Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, February the 8th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. Whoa, what do we got going on there? I must not have hit the correct button. You know, Linda did that yesterday as well. Maybe we're getting a little too... We're all getting cabin fever. Maybe that's what it is with all the cold weather. Before we went to break there, we had a lot of topics on the table. That is for sure. Does anybody have anything to say about the topics we were discussing there before we went to break? 740-383-9944. One thing I want to say is I want to thank all the listeners of this station, because I was checking the phone when I came in this morning in the answering machine, and we had a ton of phone calls all day yesterday. After this show, and even last night. So I'm glad people are enjoying the replays of the programs here on WWGH Radio and still calling in and having fun with that. If you ever doubted if this was a coffee klatch program, that this was a real over-breakfast program, you don't have to doubt anymore. After that story I told last hour about... what I was trying to illustrate was time management. That's really what we're talking about here, is time management. And I was telling the story about having to get to one place to the other, and I've only got about 15 or 20 minutes to get from one place to the other, but I have to wear a certain type of clothing at one place that I can't wear at the other. So what do you do? Well, I've set the appointments up, so I'm not really sure how that's all going to work out, but we'll try to figure it out. And I will try to figure it out, which is what I was talking with the caller about last hour, because that's what you do. Sometimes you don't want to inconvenience somebody else, and you don't want to throw them off their schedule, so you kind of have to do things that... maybe aren't the easiest for you, but you do them anyway, because they have to be done. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Also talking this morning about time management, talking about living with certain illnesses like diabetes, and what do you do when you go to parties and things of that nature, or restaurants? That's always a big one. Do we live up to our full potential in life? I hope so. I think some people do. I think others, maybe here and there. Kind of depends. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Ted's got to drop in again. I want to add another topic to the table. It's pertaining to drones. Now, we had an expert on drones, and if he would be listening, or if you can get think of a good thing, I think it would be a good thing. When you was snowed in and walking from your home, you was in bad need for a Diet Coke. And the person I'm referring to that knows about drones, and I don't hear about this subject very much at all, but I think I need to be educated more, because I heard a piece of it that drones are kind of not even mentioned that way. So I would love to hear that and be educated over the radio, and I don't know, maybe a lot of other listeners, because that was a hot, hot, hot thing. But you could have had from McDonald's to your place a Coke delivered with a drone would be the first in radio, and if it could still be done, I'd like to see it performed. And you have the credit of being the first radio station receiving a Diet Coke at your place of work.
Well, I'll work on that, because anything for a Diet Coke.
Well, I know, and by golly, I think it'd be the first. You know, we always talk about the first in the Guinness Book of World Records, but why don't we keep it in Marion here, and you get the drone for your morning excerpt. extra kick in your life.
Absolutely. I'll see if I can work on that.
Well, I think it'd be good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. You know, when you mess with those morning routines, it does kind of drive you a little nutty. And Friday, when I had to do the show from home, it was a little strange not going out, getting in the car, going to McDonald's, and getting one of the large Diet Cokes. It was strange. You know, and I'll tell this story on myself as well. You know, I got up on Friday morning, and I looked outside, and I realized that there was no getting down my street to come to the station here. So I thought, well, let me see if there's something I can do so I can go on the air remotely. Well, I'm working on that right up till about 8 o'clock, so I had not taken a shower yet. Well, I never come into the station here without taking a shower, and I felt funny not taking a shower before I came in. It's kind of different. Go ahead, caller.
All right, this is another subject, Scott.
Lay it on me.
All right, it's just a Shecky Green question. I know the last time he was on, he kind of made a Pearl Harbor joke. No one found funny, I don't think, if you remember. But hopefully that won't cause him to ever coming back on the air.
Well, no, I think he'll be back on the air, but I'm trying to remember what he said about Pearl Harbor.
Trying to think, too. I know you said, God, I'm going to get some phone calls on this.
Yeah. Well, did he do a Japanese voice?
That, God, I really can't remember. I know at the time it wasn't funny, and you're like, I'm going to get some calls on this.
So you're kind of talking about the culture we live in now, that if somebody says something, you know, they mean it as a joke, or even if they don't mean it as a joke, do we banish them?
Right. Well, but I don't think we do that to Shecky.
No. I could never see banishing him for that. A matter of fact, no matter who it is, you know, I'm still confused on this culture we live in.
Me too.
I don't understand. If you don't like what the person said, then don't pay attention to them.
Exactly. You know what? That's in every house. In that case, everybody would be divorced.
Well, isn't that funny, though, because it does happen in everybody's house and in every family. If you're
it's an everyday thing. That's what I'm saying. If it was a problem at home, you'd be getting a divorce. But, you know, we just listen to it and go on to the next question or the next,
Right.
We want to comment about.
Right, but
that's an everyday household.
But you know, the flip side of that is what, and I talked a little bit about this in hour number one, is that people seem now to root out people who feel the same way they do. Now, that's odd to me, because if you actually have to look for somebody who feels the same way you do, maybe that's because they're not right.
Right,
the majority is right.
Right.
But it's strange. Right.
Yeah, it's about like, yeah, go buy a gallon of insecticide, spray my yard. I can throw it in the garbage. So if I'm a working business, I got that, and that's what we deal with. You got to properly dispose of it, which is a pain in the butt. But what's the difference between going in your garbage at home and going in your garbage at work? I mean, everybody's always got one thing, but also there's another way of doing it. I don't understand.
Well, and there is no compromise anymore. How I feel is the right way, and how you feel doesn't matter.
That's one thing I like about listening to you. You tell the way you feel, and if callers want to comment, they call in. But most of the time, I mean, I totally agree with you. Which, again, here's the thing. You're going to say most of the time, not always. You always wouldn't agree with me. You always won't agree with the caller. The caller won't always. That's lying.
You're right. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Hey, Scott, got one more question.
Oh, go ahead.
When's Shecky going to be back on?
He'll be back on soon. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. His birthday, I believe he'll be 96 this year, is coming up in April. So we'll definitely have him back on before then.
We'll have a little on-the-phone party for him. Make him happy.
That's right. Hey, thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And you know, we don't screen the phone calls here, so I don't know what opinion is coming down the pike most of the time, but I like to hear it. See, that's the difference. I like to hear people's opinions. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good.
I've got a comment, but the first comment was, haven't you ever changed your drawers in the car?
Well, I mean, that's what's going to happen. I guess I didn't want to tell people that's what I was going to do, but that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah, well, that's probably what's going to have to happen. So, you know, I guess I hope you're not in the parking lot I'm in when this goes on, but that's
I won't look.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, sometimes you have to do that. It's one of those
things.
Well,
I don't know, when you go in and do other things, of course, I don't know the test you're having, but, you know, you usually go in and they put you in a little booth and you can change things real quick.
Well, what it is, I did, you know, it was one of those things where it got canceled. It's just a scan. And it was the scan that got canceled last week when Glenn was filling in for me because of the weather. Mm-hmm. So I had to reschedule it. And, you know, scans are nothing. That's not anything big, but they don't want you to wear anything metal when you go into those machines. So you can't wear jeans and you can't wear dress pants because of the clips on them. And, but I'm coming from work. So I can't wear sweatpants to work. So I'm going to have to change somewhere. But I've only left myself about 15 to 25 minutes to get from one place to another, and that's going to take at least 10 minutes. So there's no running home to change clothes. So
yeah, you're going to have to drop those drawers.
I'm going to have to.
On the cold car.
But you know, most people, I bet in today's day and age, most people would either reschedule or call off work, or they wouldn't do that because people
right.
don't manage their time well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my next question then is, I was listening to a repeat, I don't know, it was last night or yesterday. I wondered if you changed your mind about those that comment, after all, it's just a 12 inches, it's just a foot.
Well, I'll tell you, that's interesting because, yeah, I know. Here's the thing, 12 inches is a lot of snow. There's no doubt about it. But what I think, I think what I'm rallying against when I say that is the weathermen saying it over and over and over, and I don't think, because certainly people were back out in the grocery store on Friday. You know, they stocked up on Wednesday, but people were out of their homes on Friday. You know, I think I was on one of the last roads to get plowed in, Marianne, and I was out Friday night. So
yeah.
I think when they say 12 inches, that people don't realize how much 12 inches is. 12 inches is not 5 foot. You know, you're not going to be in for days and days and days, but people shop like they're going to be in for days and days and days.
But now, you're not allowing for drift.
Well, that's true. Now that's interesting. Did any of the weather people talk about the drift that was supposed to happen in that storm?
No, but all of us that have lived through the blizzard of 78 remember the drift.
Well, you know, it's funny. Living in Ohio, I wonder if that is just an Ohio thing. I wonder if
I don't think so, Scott.
Well, it just seems like everybody refers back to 78 anytime there's a snowstorm. And
oh,
I wonder people who didn't have that experience, you know, people who lived in, I don't know, Chicago, do they have that same remembrance? Will people here in 50 years have that same remembrance?
Yeah, you're not going to be aware of it as much as somebody who's lived through it, that's for sure, because, you know, you can tell by the younger folks that didn't live through it that they just don't understand how 6 inches of snow could do what it did.
Yeah, the drifting, yeah. Well, the drifting in that storm last week was, I don't think it was expected, and it caused probably the biggest problem. If 12 inches had fallen flat during the day, I really don't think it would have been a huge issue. It would have been an issue, but it wouldn't have been the issue that it became because of the drifting.
But you're not addressing the fact, and you know, I can call from experience, you're not addressing the fact that each and every person is affected differently, because until yesterday, I was not totally dug out of my yard, totally, until yesterday afternoon when I finally got the back sidewalk clean, because I took it in increments, you know, whoever, the neighbor did the front, I did my porch, I did my front sidewalk, and then up until Sunday, there's no way I could have even got out to my garage, let alone the driveway. So then when my friend came into town, he called me he texted me and he said, "Are you going to church?" And I said, no. And when he got into town, he got stuck in my driveway with his four-wheel drive truck.
Mm. Now, do you think a lot of that is based on need? Like, if you had to go to work, let's say...
Oh, of course.
Right. And I think that's probably what getting out of these predicaments is based on in some ways. Because I noticed there are people in my neighborhood who still have not shoveled out the end of their driveway where they were...
You've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen that. And I just think, well, they don't have anywhere to go at this point. And that's okay. I wish I didn't have anywhere to go on certain days.
Well, you figured out how to do it, didn't you, Scott?
I did. Well, you know, it was one of those things. When you're put in that position, you gotta figure something
there
out.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. It's like just like anything else in life, it's experience. So,
but I had to check
on you about your drawers tomorrow. That you know, if you'd be changing your drawers in your car, make sure that you park somewhere.
That's right. You gotta park away from the door where nobody's around, and you have to do it very quick. Very quick.
Okay, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you've got any thoughts on anything. 32 coming up on 33 minutes past the hour. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in. 740-383-9944. The snow last week was interesting. 12 inches is a foot. A foot of snow is pretty, it's a decent amount. But if we hadn't had the drifting, I don't know if it would have been as much of a problem as it ended up being. As I was saying last week, I was able to get on my road, because at the end of my driveway, there was no drift. But the problem was, at the end of my road, there was a big drift that I knew I was not going to be able to get through or get over until it had been plowed. So that's what caused the problem. So I don't know. You know, we had those storms that brought, 3 and 4 inches? There a couple Sundays ago. I think it was 2 Sundays in a row we had 3 and 4 inches. Those weren't bad. You could get up and down your driveway and down the streets, but I think the storm total from last week was 8.5 is what they decided on. 8.5 inches here in Marion. Well, you know, that's a decent amount of snow, but the drifting, I think, is really what caused the problem. And the other caller this morning, who started off this hour, I think it's an interesting question. If we disagree with somebody, do we have to cancel them out of our life? We disagree with family members all the time. I'm sure people disagree with their spouses, but yet we don't cancel them out. Do the words "I was wrong" come out of people's mouth anymore? Does anybody ever say, "Let me think of that"? You know, most things are situational. Something that might bother me might not bother you, but there's usually a reason for that. You know, I know a lot of people who have been in car accidents, and they are very, very, let's say, adamant about wearing their safety belt because they have been in a car accident. Whereas somebody who maybe has not been in a car accident feels a little different. You know, I often think about that when it's come to this pandemic, and I don't want to talk about the pandemic in big terms, but if you had a family member die, or you had gotten really, really sick yourself, you probably have a different opinion about it than somebody who has not. Also, if you have to be around a lot of people a lot, if you've had to go to work every single day in a building for 8 hours that is filled with people, you probably have a different opinion about it than somebody who stays at home most of the time and just goes to the grocery store and goes to goes to public places as needed. I think your opinion's different than theirs. I think it all depends on the danger level. Oh, by the way, here's a little note. Yesterday I went to the BMV to get my driver's license renewed, because it's that 4-year period where I have to get my driver's license renewed. And normally I would just get the standard license, but I wanted to get the new license that gets you into federal buildings and, you know, passports and aviation and all that, which is the same amount of money. I did ask them that. But you have to have 2 forms of ID that have your address on them. Because I took my birth certificate, but of course my birth certificate and Social Security card do not have my address on them. So those were not acceptable for the address part of the equation. They were acceptable to verify who I was, but they were not acceptable as a form of identification when it came to the address. Now, my old driver's license was okay, but I needed something else, like a piece of mail, or there was a whole list of things that I didn't have. But I'll tell you this, the point I wanted to make was, they were moving so fast yesterday in there. When I walked in, there were probably, I'm going to say, 8 to 10 people ahead of me. And boy, that line was just moving. I probably got up to the window within 15 minutes of getting there, and there were 8 to 10 people ahead of me. So those people over at the BMV are doing a great job. Does anybody remember when the BMV used to be over, where was it, near the courthouse? Does anybody remember when it was over there before it moved down to the county building? And they only had 1 or 2 people working the windows, and it would take you forever to get through the line. That line used to be one of the longest lines in Marion. And you knew if you were going up to renew your plates or get a new license, that it was going to take you half hour, 45 minutes, an hour sometimes, just to get through that line. Now, when they moved over to the county building, that changed a little bit. Now they seem to have more workers up there. Does anybody know what happened at the BMV? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that license brew has moved quite a few places in my lifetime here in Marion, but it's always been slow and everything, but oh my goodness, I can't even refer back to the woman that took over. She was a younger woman. I can't remember her name, but I can tell you this quick little story. I was so happy the way the line moved and me getting what I was going to get done there. And I said, who's is the head of this license bureau? And they said, you have you got a reason? I said, I sure have. And I said, I'd like to see her if I could right now. And so people all around there, they thought, man, this guy's going to blow his head. And I told that young lady, I said, you know what? It is really, really marvelous how this is being taken care of. And I said, are you the one that's responsible for it? And she said, well, yes, I am. And I said, boy, I said, it's good. And I think it's been good, Scott, for a long, long time. I don't know how it prevailed by being like that, but they don't need to tell me that little crowded place in there can't move rapidly. I'm glad to hear you say that it happened to you. but a long time ago, it was a pain to go there. And people were so upset, they would go to different counties to get their license plates and stuff. Have a good day, Scott.
Hey, thank you. You know, that's a true story. That's a funny thing. Now, I don't know if that was specific to Marion, but I do remember when the License Bureau was over near the courthouse, right next to the courthouse. And there were, you'd walk in, and on one side there was one desk, which was where you would get your license and you would get your stickers for your license plate. And on the other side was the title part. And it was all in one big open room. And they always had just not many people, working beside with the license plates and the driver's license. And the other side, the title side, they always had like two or three people over there, and nobody was ever in line over there. Very rarely did you ever see anybody in line over there, but just right across the room, you would see this line. It was always deep. And people hated to go to the BMV in Marion. It was a mess. And it seems like to me when they moved down to the county building that the situation got a whole lot better. I remember when they first moved to the county building, they had the number system. They added that, where you picked a number and then you could sit down or you could go outside and you just waited for them to call your number. Now it's all computerized, but they've also got four or five people working at the windows, so the line is moving a lot faster than it used to. I don't know why it used to be. Do we have anybody who used to work at the BMV in those days when it ran so slow, when it was down by the courthouse? Does anybody remember that? Obviously, our last caller remembers that. Does anybody know what the change was? Was it this young girl who took over the BMV? Was she able just to staff the place up a little more than it used to be? I don't know why they liked running like that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any memories of that? Now, there's a long-term memory in Marion. Now, does anybody remember this? Speaking of cars, since this is on my mind, does anybody remember when the... we'll come back to this in a second. Remind me to come back about to talk about cars. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Mary Ellen be one you might want to talk to about that. When she was head of the License Bureau.
Well, she was at one point, but when she was the head of it, that would have been the 70s. Were they having the same trouble back then?
Oh, yeah, I remember being there in the home federal building beside the courthouse. Well, you're right, it did take a long time.
People used to hate to go up there. That was a real chore to go and get your sticker.
That'd be pretty close to her tenure.
Yeah, but you know, my remembrances are probably from the 80s and early 90s. But it may have been that way back then. I don't remember when she was the head of it. But I don't know why they had so few people working. And I don't know why they have so many more people working now. I'm glad they do. But I wonder if they just got more staff available. I don't know what happened.
Well, sometimes these organizations like that really don't, you know, care about how long you wait or anything. You know, maybe they're getting a little concerned about it now, but...
Well, they're doing a bang-up job with it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Well, maybe we will have to talk to Mary Ellen about that. She was the head of the License Bureau at one point, but it used to be a disaster. You would wait in line, and any time of day you went, you would wait in line. I remember people who used to try to go early in the morning, and you would pretty much still run into the same problem. There were people waiting at the door because nobody wanted to get stuck in that line, which seemed to be never-ending. But now they've fixed that. Does anybody know anything about that? 740-383-9944. Thank goodness they have fixed it. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, it's just a simple thing. When there's a problem, it ought to be taken care of. When you're serving people in the vicinity and it's other people go to another vicinity to get it, you've got a problem in the area where you are. And today, it's really lax. When there's a problem, They don't get people together and solve the problem. If we need more people to take care of it, let's get it done. And that's just simple. And what a really nice way to run anything is problem, let's get it fixed. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, we need to get the problems fixed, and certainly at the BMV, the problem is fixed. I did not mind being there yesterday at all, and certainly do not mind going back there. It was a really nice situation. Go ahead, caller.
Don't you have a bathroom in your studio?
We do.
Well, why can't you change your clothes in there real quick? That doesn't take you 20 minutes.
Well, it doesn't take me 20 minutes, but I'm not even sure I have 20 minutes, to be honest. I might have more like 15 minutes, so I'm...
Well, that's why the police won't pick you up for indecent exposure.
Maybe the place where I go will have an area.
Okay.
We'll hope. Thank
all
you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. But yeah, the BMV, it has changed over the years, and now I'm going to have to go back because I did not have my two forms of, my two proofs of address, I guess. So I will have to go back, but I don't mind going back because it was such a pleasant experience. Very quick, very proficient, nice people. So that's a very good thing. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about when it came to driving, and I don't know why this popped in my mind, but does anybody remember when the kids who used to have to go take their driving test, now the driving test location used to be out at the Southland Mall, and there was a lady out there that everybody knew in town who was getting their license. And they referred to her in a certain way. Now, honestly, I can't remember what her name was. But people would go to different counties to take their driver's test because of this woman. There were two women out there. There was kind of an older lady, and then there was this woman. And people, really, they wanted the older woman, but you could not request who you had to take your driving exam with, who you could get. But people would go to Delaware, people would go to Bucyrus to take their driving test because of this lady, because she was so known for failing people. And I don't know what that was all about. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I think the license bureau, people were really, really complaining to the state because our license bureau used to be mean and nasty, and I think they got too many complaints and somebody came in and changed all that.
Well, you know, it's funny, for some reason, and maybe it wasn't this way because I only went up there once a year, but it seemed like when they moved from down by the courthouse to the county building, I noticed that it seemed like it started to move a little faster. Now, it really moves fast.
They've really upgraded, and the people are nice there now. But they used to be mean. And I do remember the ladies, kids going to Delaware.
Yes.
The lady here, she wouldn't pass you.
Now, what, I always wondered, because I never dealt with her. I never had an experience with her. But I don't know what her, to get a reputation like she had for failing people, I don't know what that was all about.
I don't either, other than she'd fail you, and then you'd go right down to Delaware, and they'd pass you.
They would. Yeah. And if you got the older lady who worked in there, she tended to pass you.
I'm kind of thinking it's like a power trip or something. I don't know.
I don't think she works there anymore, does she?
No, I don't say that, because that was a long, long time ago.
But boy, she got a reputation in this town.
Yes, she did.
She did. I'm glad you remember it, too.
I do.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, this was a big thing in Marion if you were going to get your driver's license during that period. And it probably was a fairly long period because I don't know how long the period would have been, but I'm sure she worked there a long time. Go ahead, caller.
didn't that older lady that failed everybody, somebody said one time that she had passed like a 16-year-old, and I don't know whether he got killed from it or he was in an accident and killed somebody else. She felt so bad about it. That's what I always heard, that she flunked a 16-year-old.
Is that right? I'd never heard that, but that makes sense.
I know she failed my son.
Well, she was famous for that. I don't know what it was. Well, maybe it was that, I guess. But, yeah. Boy, she had a reputation in town.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, maybe she felt that 16-year-old kids weren't mature enough to be driving behind the wheel of a car either.
I guess. You know, how many people went to Delaware? How many people went to Bucyrus? A ton.
Yeah, because when she failed my son, then when he went into the military, he got his driver's license down in Texas.
Yeah, she would fail you. And she almost took a, from what I heard, like I say, I never ran into her, but she almost took a pleasure in failing people.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that may be the case. That may be true. That sounds logical.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Well, that could be. Now, isn't that interesting? We're kind of getting the rest of the story here, that maybe the woman had passed somebody and they had met their maker in a car, and maybe that made her leery for the rest of her days about passing people. But in that situation, it might be a good idea to get out of that business if it's traumatized you to that extent. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I heard that she would mostly pass the boys, and one friend that her daughter was going to be taking a test, and I guess for reputation, they knew a patrolman, so they either had him come and give their daughter the test, or he was there and she passed. But yeah, I remember her that about them talking about her, but I heard she was more inclined to pass the boys.
Really, she would pass the boys rather than the girls.
Yes, than the girls. And so this person, I don't know if their daughter had taken the test before and failed or what, or they knew about it. Of course, she had an older brother. And so they knew a patrolman, and he came there, and I believe he gave the daughter the test.
Isn't that
interesting? This has been years ago, if I remember correctly.
Well, you know, I know she was there when it came time for me to take the test, so I know she was there then. I don't know when she retired. I don't know if she's still around, but I never knew her name because people always referred to her in kind of a bad way. Because she kind of got a bad reputation because of failing everybody. So people referred to her. Do you know how they referred to her?
No, I don't remember that, but I remember that the only thing I remember is that she would seem to pass the boys, but not the girls.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what years would this have been? Because I'm trying to picture when she was there. I know she was there in the 90s.
Would it be in the 80s?
Probably 80s, 90s, yeah.
Yeah, it would be in the 80s because it would be, I know she was, I'm not for sure when my kids got theirs, if I believe she was there too. I'm not for sure.
You know, I wonder.
Right after that, this other girl would be a little younger than my daughter, so she was there in probably the middle, late 80s.
You know what's interesting? Our friend Sarah, who drives the bus, who calls in, I think she told us one time that she's 40 or 41. If that's true, she would have taken her driver's test about the time that this lady was giving them. I wonder if she took her driving test with this woman.
Well, I'd like to know, Scott, do people, I know schools don't give it. See, when I went to school, we had a driver's education. And like three of us would go out, you know, the period, and we would all get a drive 10, 15 minutes. But people, the way they drive anymore, I don't believe they're taking any kind of driver's ed. I cannot believe it.
I didn't get to sign up in school, so I ended up taking mine through ALTS. Now, I know we have driver's education, though, because they have that, Classic Driving Academy now.
Yeah, but they can't handle all the kids in Marion, so I think one time I'd like to have that Lance on sometime and ask him these questions. It seems like if they don't get them at 16, 18, after a few years, I don't know if they have to have any kind of driver's ed. If they wait till 20, 21 or something.
Well, we'll see. Maybe somebody will call in. I'm sure somebody's got it.
I don't think any schools give it. I'm not for sure. But all the kids in Marion, it would need 10 drivers and places to give them and stuff. That's what I can't figure out. Do they not have to have drivers then anymore? They just go out with their parents or the permit? I mean, what do they do? And
well, let's see if we can get somebody who's got some kids out there. Maybe they'll fill us in.
I'd like to hear that. Okay,
hey,
goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. You know, nobody has referred to this woman. It's not a profane word, let's say. But I always wondered if she knew how people were referring to her. Because to this day, I don't know the woman's name. But they referred to her in a unique way, I should say. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, yes, I was calling about the lady, that driver's ed lady you're talking about when you went to take your driver's test.
Yes.
I had her, and I didn't get my driver's license until I was 31.
Oh, no.
And she was awful.
Now what, somebody who was in the car with her, what happened?
When I was in the car with her, it was like any little thing. She actually failed me because she waited to tell me when I was going down, we were going, coming out of the DMV, and I get to the stop thing to come out, and I'm like, which way do I turn? So I'm assuming she's going to have me turn to the right. She's like, I needed you to go left, but she never told me. So I just kept driving, and she had me turn other ways, and when I got back, she actually failed me because said I didn't follow instructions, but she never told me which way to turn when we were coming out to BMV.
Now,
I naturally thought I'm going to turn right and go Center Street, and then when I got to Center Street, she told me to make another right, but she failed me, she said, because I wanted you to go left.
And it traumatized you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's terrible. Well, and from my understanding is she had kind of a sour attitude.
She did.
Yeah. Do you remember what people referred to her as?
It wasn't a good word.
It wasn't. But, you know, I feel bad because I don't know if she knew they were referring to her like that. But I'm glad you called in because I knew of her. I never got in the car with her. So I wondered what it was about her. But that's a great story. Yes. Thanks for calling.
And I actually ended up the following weekend going to Delaware and got my license.
There you go. See, that's...
No
that's,
problem.
I know. That's the same story I hear from a lot of people.
Yeah, so she was referred to as a bad word.
Hey, thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I tell you, isn't it funny how we all know about this woman? This is Marion lore. This is the stuff you don't read about in the history book, this lady who ran the BMV. I hope she's not listening out there. She might still be with us. She could be. All right, go ahead, caller.
I actually got my driver's license out of a Cracker Jack box.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, that's what they say when they see you coming down the road. I've heard that before.
Have you?
Yeah. No, did you take them here in Marion?
Yeah.
Do you know the woman we're talking about?
I do. What are you being so tight-lipped about? What did you hear them call her?
Well, it's not a bad word, but it's just it's
the way I was, it was always a reference to her weight.
Yes, her weight. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fat too, and I dare somebody to make fun of me for that.
No, but do you think they were making fun of her because she was a bigger woman or because she was failing them and they just didn't know
her
name?
They're probably just terrible drivers, and that was their only line of defense.
Well, I always thought they were referring to her that way because they didn't know her name.
You sure have done a lot of complaining on this show today. You know that?
Well, is that good or bad? Is that like reading history, putting people
I'm
to sleep?
Just kidding. I don't care what you do. That's anything.
I don't know. I just, that woman dawned on me for a second, and everybody referred to her about her weight, and everybody knew if you got her, she was going to fail you, and she had a sour attitude, just like the last caller said. She drove more kids to Delaware and Bucyrus than anybody, and I wonder what became of her, and I don't even know what her name was.
They said over in Delaware when they saw the Mary Pitts, must be that fat lady, I guess.
That was the name. So
they
you
should have brought her a box of chocolate.
So you did take it in Marion, but you got the older one.
Yes, I took it about six times, and I
six times.
Yeah, I was.
Well, that's an interesting story. But so you got the older woman all six times?
Oh, no. I saw quite a few different. I even went to other counties. I wasn't going to stop.
But you never ended up with the...
How many times did it take you, Scott? Let me guess. You just went right into the place, knocked one out of the park.
You know what? I didn't take it in Marion, so I didn't have these perils. Because I'd heard about this woman.
You got it on your first try?
You know what's funny? I
just answer the question.
No, I'm trying to be honest with you. I don't know why.
This time, you're going to tell me the truth this time.
Well, I always tell the truth. I got a polygraph hooked up to me here in the studio. But yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think I did. But then in the back of my mind, it seems like I did have to go back for something. So I might have. Maybe I failed maneuverability and I had to go back and do that. You know, remember you had to do maneuverability with the cones?
I hated maneuverability.
Yeah, I think I passed the driver's test, but I think I hit one of the cones and then had to go back and take that.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Well, Scott, when all else fails, just close your eyes and give it gas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Gun it. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Well, this has been an interesting morning, remembering this woman who is part of Marion lore. Again, don't forget, and it's terrible people made fun of her for a wait. I hope she didn't know that they were doing that. But I think, again, they called her that because she failed so many people, and she, well, we probably didn't know her name. Does anybody know her name? Did anybody know her? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had that lady when I got my motorcycle license.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, that went great. I thought she was nice.
Oh, she was a kind woman.
Yeah, but let me tell you a story of my driver's license.
Okay.
This was about 78. I had a 65 Mustang. And when he got in, the door handle fell off on his side. And he had to pick it up. And then when we was driving around, I couldn't get to stay in third gear. It just shake real bad. I'd have to shift down to second. What happened, where the leaf springs attached to the frame in the back, the frame had rusted through, and that leaf spring actually come up through the trunk. And, you know, when you was in third gear, it just shake. And back then, we did parallel parking. And I got a 95-100.
You made it through.
Technically, if that had been that lady, you know, or probably anybody else...
You think she would have failed you?
Oh, yeah, unsafe vehicle.
Was she a big woman? I never saw her.
Yeah, she was a heavy set woman.
She was a heavy woman. Do we know what happened to her? How old was she back in those days?
Oh, I would say she's probably about 40.
40, so she could still be around.
Yeah, she could still be around.
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe somebody will know
but
her
I
name.
But I do know the... You know, the talking and reputation she had, you know, yeah.
Yeah, she had that reputation. Well, I'm glad she passed you.
Yeah, no, like, she passed me on the motorcycle, but I had a guy on the driver's test, and I thought I had failed the driver's test, you know. When I got out of the car, I told Mom, I said, it's over, Mom. I said, he ain't, you know, I failed this. I said, the car won't stay in third gear, won't go in third gear, I have to drive in second. And he passed me, I
But you think she would have put the fail on you?
Oh, she would have, yeah.
Because she on the motorcycle test was a little rough around the edges.
Well, I passed that fine, but, you know, I know her, with her reputation, she would have failed me. You know, I should have never been able to take it with an unsafe vehicle.
Wait, we're running out of time. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've had fun. We'll talk more tomorrow. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today from 2 until 3, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims today from 4 until 5 on this station. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The number there is 740-494-2222. If you call and leave me a message, I promise I'll get back with you. God bless everybody. Have a good day, and we'll hear you as you call in.